Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm going to let the music play a little while till the people join in. Drop my pencil. Good evening, Miss Williams.
Good evening.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, and yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Great. Great.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening.
You heard me?
This is Daniel.
Yeah, this is Daniel right here.
Yes.
Shit, your car ain't, your windows ain't down. How they supposed to do windows work?
Miss Allen?
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good.
I'm fine.
Auntie Betty?
Hello, how y'all doing?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
Pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Mom is going to take over for Angela. Angela's in her book club meeting tonight, and may God bless her meeting. But Mom going to start reading in Genesis 6, 1 through 16, just while we're waiting for others to join. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. I'm reading Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass when men begat to multitude on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the Son of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, the Son of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men, which was of old, men all renounced. And God saw that the weakness of man was greater in the earth, and that every inclination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man when I have created from the face of the earth both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowl of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eye of the Lord. These are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupted before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupt his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall thou in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and breadth of it 50 cubits. And the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make it to the ark, and it a cubit shall thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shall set in the side thereof with lower. Second and third story shall thou make it. I have read you Genesis 16 verse.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Mom. And while you was reading, we had Bruce to join us.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What's up?
Okay, I'm going to continue reading 17 through 22. Look, I am going to cover the earth with the flood and destroy every living being, everything in which there is the breath of life. All will die. But I promise to keep you safe in the ship with your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring a pair of every animal, a male and a female, into the boat with you to keep them alive through the flood. Bring in the pair of each kind of bird, an animal, and reptile. Store away in the boat all the food that they will need as well as you. And Noah did everything as God commanded him. The reading came from Genesis 6. We read the entirety 1 through 22. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we got to move right along here. Tonight is an open session, and Angela is in her book club meeting tonight, and may God bless that meeting with her. I pray that you all had a blessed week and looking forward to another blessed week. I hope you all brought some good news to share with the group tonight. Okay, I am going to do roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Mom, Daddy Verna, Miss Williams, Miss Allen, Daniel, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, and Bruce. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get the program started tonight, and I'll start out with Auntie Carrie. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Pass.
Okay, and Daniel, anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to just read out of Psalms 5, 1 and 2.
Amen.
Amen. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Harden unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee I will pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I have to back up. I'm sorry, guys. I don't do this often, but I need to do the opening prayer and the blessing on the prayer line. So if everyone would just bow their head. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence. You say when there are two or more gathered together that you will be in the midst. And we thank you, and we thank you for your love, your patience. We thank you for mercy, and we thank you for grace. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bind up anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight. We ask that you allow us to hear your words being shared. We ask that you help us to be doers of your words. Let your words strengthen us to keep us pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you for your Son, for he died for our sins. He shed his blood for us, and we know that he rose again on the third day with all powers in his hand. We know that there is power in the blood, so we plead the blood over everyone here tonight. We plead the blood over all of our situation and our circumstances. We plead the blood from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. We ask that you lift us up in a mighty way, surround us with spiritual people, and strengthen us in the area that we need strength in. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we love you. God bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Yeah.
Okay, getting back to the program. Next I have...
Well, I need to do it again then, because we ain't bless the word then, huh?
I'm sorry?
I said I need to read again then, because I messed that up.
Because you said it before the blessing of the line. You may go ahead and receive, Daniel.
Amen.
Amen.
You hear through my words. O Lord, consider my meditation. Harden unto my voice of my cries, my King and my God. For unto thee I will pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Miss Daniel, thank you for that. I have Miss Williams. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share this Let's Go Shopping. It was taken from one of our morning services in Philadelphia by Marie Gardner. It says Heaven Grocery Store. I was walking down Life Highway a long time ago. One day I saw a sign that read, Heaven Grocery Store. As I got a little closer, the door came open wide. And when I came to myself, I was standing inside. I saw a host of angels. They were standing everywhere. One handed me a basket and said, My child, shop with care. Everything a Christian needs is in that grocery store. And all you cannot carry, come back the next day for more. First, I got some patience. Was in the same row. Further down, understanding. Needed everywhere you go. I got a box of two of wisdom, a bag of two of faith. I just couldn't miss the Holy Ghost. It was all over the place. I stopped to get some strength and courage to help me run this race. By then, my basket was getting full, and I remembered I needed grace. I didn't forget salvation, which, like the others, was free. So I tried to get enough of that to save both you and me. Then I started to count to pay. Then I started to the counter to pay my grocery bill, for I thought I had everything to do my master's will. As I went up to the aisle, I saw prayer and had to put it in, for I knew when I stepped outside, I would run right into sin. Peace and joy were plentiful. They were on the last aisle. Song and praise were hanging near. So I just helped myself. Then I said to the angel, How much do I owe? The angel smiled and said, Just take them everywhere you go. Again, I politely asked, How much do I really owe? The angel smiled again and said, My child, Jesus paid your bill a long time ago. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You told it all then, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Covered all the bases. Thank you, Ms. Williams, for that.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Mom, anything you want to share with the group tonight? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Did we have Hubert to join in on the line? Hubert, are you there?
Yeah, shalom, shalom.
Okay, welcome to the prayer line. Okay.
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, Mom, you want to share something with us tonight?
I'm going to attempt to sing this song. We come this far by faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord.
We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Don't be discouraged when trouble in your life. He will bear your burden and move all mystery track. That's why we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Yes, the other day I heard a man say, he didn't believe in God's way. But I can say, God
Blessing on the Lord. Blessing in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, in general, we come before by faith. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Man.
Beautiful. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Okay, moving right along here. Well, actually, we had another caller to call in. LaConte, Marianne.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to the prayer line.
Hello.
All right. Okay, all right. Moving right along, I'm going to turn to Miss Allen. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I love something.
Amen.
Okay. I will be coming from St. Matthew's, the 12th, 13th through the 21st verse. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
This is to the man. Stretch out your hand. Stretch it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him how they might destroy him. Jesus knew it, he withdrew from them. And great multitudes followed him, and he killed them all. Yet he warned them not to make that it might be which was spoken by Isaac the prophet, saying, "Behold, my servant whom I have my beloved and soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice. Street, a bruised red rod, he will not break, and smoking patch. He will not quench till he sends forth justice to victory, and in his name Gentile will be trust." Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for that, Miss Allen, and let's see here. I think I'll go ahead and share what I want to share with the group tonight, and then I'll move on down the list. I'll be reading from our Daily Bread, and it says, "A Time for the Armor." I discovered rather quickly that a young boy quoting scripture in a children's program at church didn't know much about the Bible. He quoted Ephesians 6:17. From our study on spiritual armor. "Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." When he tried quoting the references, he said, "I didn't think I need to memorize the number since that's just the time of the day." That's what he thought the number meant, since it was so close to 6:17 p.m. I smiled. I opened my Bible, and I show him that the numbers reference to the chapter and verse. While knowing the Bible reference is helpful, hiding God's words in your heart is what is truly important. Memorizing scripture allows us to have it in mind so we can ward off Satan's attack. For instance, when the devil tempted Jesus in the wilderness, Christ withstood him by quoting the scripture. Likewise, when we are tempted to disobey God, we can recall what we've learned and choose to obey. We can also share the teaching of the word with others to encourage them to trust him too. No matter what time of day it is, we should always take the spiritual armor of the word of God with us. Amen.
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 Okay, next I have Daddy Gentle. Any news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I like to read a little background about Brother James.
Amen.
James. And I like to read a few words about faith. Faith without work cannot be called faith. Faith without work is dead. And a dead faith is worse than no faith at all. Faith must work. It must produce. It must be visible. Verbal faith is not enough. Mental faith is insufficient. Faith must be there, but it must be more. It must inspire action. Throughout the epistle to Jewish believers, James iterates true faith and everyday practical experience by Christians that true faith must manifest itself in works of faith. Faith endures trial. Trials come and go. But a strong faith will fade them head on and develop endurance. Faith understands temptation. It will not allow us to consent to our lust and slide into sin. Faith obeys the word. It will not merely hear and not do. Faith produce doer. Faith harbor and no patience. For James, faith and faithfulism cannot coexist. Faith displays itself in works. Faith is more than mere words. It is more than knowledge. It is a demonstration by obedience, and it is overly respond to the promise of God. Faith controls the tongue. The small but invincible, powerful part of the body must be held checked. Faith can do it. Faith acts wisely. It gives us the ability to choose wisdom that is heavenly, and to chew on wisdom that is earthly. Faith produces separation from the world and submission to God. It provides us with the ability to resist the devil and humbly draw near to God. Finally, faith waits patiently for the coming of the Lord. Through trouble and trial, is strife, complaining. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes, amen. Thank you for that, Daddy Gentle.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, next I'm moving on to Hubert. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do have something I'd like to share tonight. First of all, I'd like for the words from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted unto the God that I serve, the most terrible black death of God. I'm in KJV 1611, Yahweh. And I also would like to sing you all a song.
Amen.
If you got God in your life, tell me what more should you need. And when you got God in your life, there should be nothing more you should need. I went to the valley to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day. Because I have God in my life. There's nothing more that I need. I stepped in the water. The water was cold. She chills your body, but not just so. Cause I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I should need. Baruch Yah, bless Allah, Yahweh.
Amen,
amen,
amen. Thank you for that, Dan Hubert. Thank you so much. Okay, next I have up is Auntie Betty. Any news you want to share with us tonight?
Yes, I want to read the 150th song.
Amen.
The praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequal greatness. Praise him with a blast of ram horn. Praise him with a lyre of harp. Praise him with tremble and dancing. Praise him with string and flute. Praise him with clashing cymbal. Praise him loud clanging cymbal. Let everything that have breath sing praises to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay, LaConte, are you just a listener tonight, or you have something to share with the group?
Oh, I'm just a listener.
Marianne Faye?
No,
he needs
to tell something.
Okay, thank you for listening.
You know, morning, man.
Okay, I'm going to move on to Bruce. Anything you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm just going to read out of Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 11.
Amen.
Does not this cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill, decide the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gate, at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors. To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and the right those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot compare with her. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, we're going to move on to the sick and shut-in. Is there anyone we need to add or take off the list? If not, we're going to go ahead into it. Everyone with bowed head for the sick and shut-ins. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that you are a healer. So we ask that you heal all our sick and shut-ins, especially the list that we have prepared before you. Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Billy Mitchell, Mary Ann, Mary and Vesta Lowe, Maxine Johnson, Michael Moody, Vicki Hussman, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Barra, and Dot, Daniel Lowe, Jermaine Dawson, Valerie Crockett, Rebecca Rossiter, Carlos and the Wells family, Karen Favors and Miss Waters and family, Lenny and family, Charles and Daniel Zeke, Auntie Betty, Jordan, Rayco and family, Wanda, and anyone else that we are not aware of that stands in the need of a prayer. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you. In Matthew 19:26, it says that with God, all things are possible, and we are believing and trusting in your words. We ask that you breathe the Holy Spirit in all of us, especially our sick and shut-ins. Allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, through us, and with us, in Jesus' name. We know that you are in control and that you have the last word. All we need to do is believe and have faith, the size of a mustard seed. Give them the strength to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ and help them to remember to keep you first and that everything works together for the good. Love yourself as he has loved us. Love your neighbors. And love is the greatest commandment of all. God bless us all. Keep us in good health, and we will continue to give you honor and the praises. My favorite verse is Psalms 116:1-2. I love the Lord because he hears my prayers and answers them. Because he bends down and listens, I will pray as long as I have breath. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we're going to move right on into birthdays. And I have birthdays for April 30th through May 6th. Anyone birthdays? I have Leroy down for a birthday.
I got a good birthday, but I don't know the name of them, so just say happy birthday to everybody.
Okay. Okay, and who else?
Uncle Higgs. Birthday was today.
Uncle who? Hezekiah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, amen.
What's the date for the birthday?
Okay, all right, Daddy Werner, you're going to sing the birthday song for us today.
I'm going to make a go at it. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you all. Amen.
And many more. Amen. Happy birthday.
Bless you a lot.
Okay, we're going to move on to praise report and testimony. Anyone have any praise report or testimony that they would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I do, if I may.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to give thanks and praise to the Lord God that I serve, the shop that I was running. The gentlemen that were running the shop, they were taking the clients' money, and they wasn't getting the job done. They take their money paying their overhead and not taking their money to get the job finished. But the clients that I have, except for one, I only lost one, they stuck with me, and I'm stuck out here now, and I'm headed toward another shop now on my own, and they're going to financially back me up. And I'd like to thank God for people's, this is a determinate ear cancer patient. One client, another client, he's been running a tie service over here on Camel Road for the longest. The building got burnt down, he even rebuilt. and they made room for me. And I have the opportunity to also have another shop spot for $125 a week. So I'd like to thank God for some things that coming in my life. I don't understand myself why I get in a certain position that I do. But I call it divine intervention. I don't lean to my own understanding. And I would like to say this. The favorite words that I love the most when I'm speaking to the congregation, because I had to make my body in the evening a sacrifice, the evening sacrifice, so the sun won't go down with my anger upon it, from people being ignorant, sick because they're not whole, forever learning but not coming to the truth because of their belief, or they want to be like others in the world, which is an enemy of my God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. And at that point, I would stop. And from that point on, that's where I take, we all need to go. It's just a black man redemption. But when I say black man, where is black land? That is our mission. Know thyself, my people that are called by my name.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that report, Hubert. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyone else has a testimony or praise report to share?
I got a request.
Okay.
Happy birthday to the birthday right now. Hello?
Yes.
I have a request. I got a birthday boy for real. He's a birthday right now. Can y'all say happy birthday to him? Because by the time I got to him, he was you know.
Okay, what's his name?
It's Mr. Jenkins.
Mr. Jenkins?
This one after the oldest son, the big head one.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Jenkins. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
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 Okay, all right. Let's see. Anyone have anything else they want to share before we go into the closing prayer?
Yes, Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty.
Yes, I want to thank everyone that was praying for me. And I thank y'all for the call and the caring. And I give God the glory and the praises for you guys. And I thank y'all for just loving me for who I am.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, we're going
to
go right on.
I would like to give a praise report, please.
Okay, go ahead.
This young man that was my sister knows of the family, he was shot and killed a couple of weeks ago. They had his funeral on yesterday. He's a 22-year-old black young man. And I saw many young men and women come to the Lord because of his death. And I praise and thank God for that, and to let me know that his dying was not in vain.
In vain. Amen.
And praise and thank God for that, because it was a great tragedy among our neighborhood.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Okay, do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer? Psalms 23 is the prayer for tonight. Okay, well, if everyone would just bow their head for the closing prayer. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me to do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guarding and guiding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessing overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray, amen.
Amen.
Okay, well, that completes our programs. The Nettles families would like to thank you all for joining us tonight. We hope that something was shared will be a blessing for someone throughout their busy week. Remember to keep God first. He can do everything except fail. Go ahead and say a prayer in the morning before you leave your home to throw the devil off his plan. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love everybody. Good night.
Well, next Sunday is Mother's Day. I know it will probably be a busy day for most of us, but we do put in a request for all mothers to attend the program for next week. As always, Jesus loves you, and so do I. If God willing, we will be back next Sunday at 8 o'clock. God bless America and other nations. Good night, and I love you.
What are you going to do on Father's Day, though?
I'll call you on Wednesday.
All right.
Love you all. Have a blessed night. Thank you all. Thank everyone.
Hello.
Yes?
Have something for them to call me. Give my number if you please.
Okay.
Ariana, thank you very much. Love.
Love you. Thank you too.
Shalom. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Danellum's Family Weekly Prayer. May God bless you all. Good night.